Blog Talk Radio.
What's your definition of it? How's it make you feel? Tell me what you say that truly makes it real. Kings and queens, philosophers, have tried so hard to find. Tell me what it means to you, dear, never mind. Love is kind when the world is cold. Love stays strong when the fight gets old. Love's a shoulder to lean on, love is you. Love's like the water when the well runs dry. Quench my thirst, keep me alive. Just need one sip, baby. Love is you. 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 Is it possible there is a kiss that's so divine? Or am I just a fool? Is it all in my mind? Is there something chemical a scientist might say? Well, love must be a drug to make me feel this way. 'Cause love's my permission to be who I am. No inhibitions 'cause you understand. Freedom to breathe, oh baby, love is you. Love's like a kiss when the sun goes down. Holds me tight when no one's around. Love's what I wanna hold on to. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you.
Last week,
Sorry, people, all your fans, I'm so sorry. But I'm going to let you hear our runner-up's song. This is Mr. Hines, 57 Sauce, Ho.
Protest with no stress, good weed, M.O. Tech, M.O. Tech, got me like, oh yes. My Rolex told me I should go flex. My Rose Gold told me I need four necks. My old hoes chilling on my doorstep. I'm so dope, sipping on that Moet. Mix the lean with the bean, call it Coax. Fit the green in a leaf as I meditate. I swear it seemed like a dream, for heaven's sake. Wonder if Martin Luther King was feeling this great. And when I die, will I be given a date for living this way? A minute a day, give me a break. I need a minute to pray. Meditating in the garden of blessings, with my heart of confessions, I played a part of a peasant. Yeah, it's hard, but it's pleasant. I feel like Charlie and Eddie, but if I sharpen my edges, I'ma be Martin and Jesse. Martin and Jesse. Martin and Jesse. Once I'm started, I'm ready. Regardless if they don't let me, I'm screaming Martin and Jesse. Martin and Jesse. All my marchers are ready. All my marchers are ready. Yeah. Yeah, we ready. I got niggas and bitches who was willing to do what sin is just to state their opinion. Yeah, they say what they feeling, and they making a killing. Ain't no fake in they system. I see the faith in the wisdom. If you with them, then be with them. But if you ain't, you against them. With an early arrival and a later dismissal. By the latest of missiles, got revolvers and pistols. Don't get involved in the middle if you get caught in the signal. Yeah, it's over for ya. Yeah, it's over for ya. You can owe a hospital, I'ma owe a lawyer. Any time of day, I get my team and combinate. Duck, take your face. I can't make out what you trying to say. Water clear, bombs away. Over here, we dominate. Make that papa talk like it's motherfucking Father's Day. Water clear, bombs away. Over here, we dominate. Make that papa talk like it's motherfucking Father's Day. Father's meditating in the garden of blessings. With my heart of confessions, I played a part of a peasant. Yeah, it's hard, but it's pleasant. I feel like Charlie and Eddie. But if I sharpen my edges, I'ma be Martin and Jesse. Martin and Jesse. Martin and Jesse. Once I'm started, I'm ready. Regardless if they don't let me, I'm screaming Martin and Jesse. Martin and Jesse. All my marchers are ready. All my marchers are ready. Yeah.
Yes, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747, a.k.a. O. And, yes, I've been out, but you have just heard Mr. Hines, 57 Sauce, and he was our runner-up in Battle of the Artists 3 weeks ago. Yes, it's been that long I've been out. I am sorry. I apologize, you motherfucker. Yes, this is an uncensored show if you're new here. So we just letting you know, whatever you hear, it is live. And we want you to feel at home. So if you curse like a motherfucker at your house, be free to press 1 to talk to me, which, matter of fact, let me give you the number, 646-200-0883. Then you press 1 to talk to me, and that lets me know that you want to say something, you got something on your chest, and you need to let it out. This is also a venting era, so if you want to vent, just go and let it out. It doesn't have to be on the topic. Just let it out, okay? Now, getting back to news on Craze Radio, we got a new thing that's going on. It's a new packet that we're doing, and it's for your sponsors. So I'm just going to let you hear it, what's going on with us and everything, because we're trying to get everybody, if you want to get your music played, you're a new business that's trying to get some things done, we want you to be able to get it done. I mean, really, get it done. The stuff that's going on right now is a lot of things that we're trying to get everyone into. Like, we have a lot of people that are saying they want to hear the music and all this stuff, and we have areas, but there's so many people, we got to get you to pay for a little spot. So we're giving you a little sponsor areas just to help out and support your radio station that's going to keep you going and keep you heard and keep everything that you need to be hearing for yourself. So let me let you hear. This is the sponsors package. We're going to show you, matter of fact, we want you to show your support for Craze Radio by becoming a sponsor of our show's episodes. All shows air from 7 to 9 Eastern on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Okay? Packages are all available for both professional and individuals who wish to support Craze Radio. In turn, we'll receive support and promotions from the entire Craze Radio family. Wow, that's some wonderful shit. You can't get that nowhere else right now. And I'm just being honest. You just can't. So, sponsors, info will be given. I'm letting you know about this. Amount of time and the live broadcast depending on your package that you choose. Okay, now the packages include, this is the new deals that we're doing. Professional packages is like your artists, your businesses, your websites, events, et cetera, for an entire broadcast. That's for $45. We're going to give you four times during the two-hour broadcast, plus your social media promo for 7 days. So for 7 days, we're going to keep promoting you all these days on our page, letting them know what's going on with you. And for that 2 hours, we're going to make sure that you get your things, all of your advertising, for a great time, go on the air live, and still in the archive. That's just for $45. Can't beat that. Now, for $25, we're going to give you an hour of that. We're going to be giving you 2 hours. We're just going to be telling shit about you in that hour. In 1 hour, we're going to keep your advertising going. We're going to promote you. We're going to get you heard. Okay? And you're still going to get your social media promo for 5 days. You can't beat that. You really can't. Now, if you're one of those people that say, I just want to get a bag, all right, we're going to give you, I want to get a bag package. It's like for $15, yeah, you know you're going to have to buy some more. What? You're going to get heard doing one of the 2 hour broadcasts, and we're still going to give you a social media promo for 3 days. So you still, for 3 days, are going to be heard. And we're going to let them hear you during the two-hour broadcast. Now, if you're one of those guys that say, I don't think this is for real, I don't think this is something I want to do. So you just want to try it, just build some money, we got a personal package for you, too, for your social media shout-out followers. These are people that say, yeah, do my job. Yes, we're going to get you situated, too. Now, for $15, the entire broadcast, we're going to give you four times. We're going to just let you do whatever it is you need to say during the two-hour broadcast. Now, for $10 an hour, we're going to give you two times to do whatever it is you want to say for your broadcast. We're going to let you do it. Yes, for $10. For 1 hour. This is the cheapest sponsoring you're going to get right now. So make sure you listen. $5, you'll give it one good time. We're going to say, like, let's say you're a reindeer covenant. Boom, 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 music play. Reindeer Company. Say whatever you want to say. Advertise. Boom. It's still in the archive. Now, that's how we're doing it right now. So if you're new here, you're learning things. And if not, we want to make sure that your sponsor, if you got videos, we're going to get those played and everything. And find out things. And you're purchasing. We're going to, if you go to your pages, to MediaCraze.me, you can find everything that goes along with this that I've said today. All you sponsors. That's if you're trying to sponsor anything. If you're just a listener, thank you. We love your ratings, but we're trying to get this even bigger than where it is. Yes, and I just got told that we are now 22,000 listeners ahead. So if you're out there and you're one of those listeners that's listening right now, we appreciate your damn ass because your ass is what's keeping us going. Thank you, thank you. Now, tonight is Father's Day. What the hell? Yes, we just had Father's Day, and I don't know about the rest of you motherfucking fathers, but I know my motherfucking father ass is pissed the fuck off on how they do Father's fucking Day. Now, first of all, it kind of sucks to be a father nowadays because you can't even get distinguished as one no more. No matter how much money you do and no matter how much you take care of these babies, for some reason you still can't be considered a father on Father's Day. Now, we're not knocking you mothers. This is not going to be a mother's knocking day because y'all, oh, I'm sorry for all you motherfuckers. Don't mean mother for knocking nowhere. But anyway, as I was saying, You as fathers, these fathers right now, we aren't getting the respect that we deserve. I said fathers. I am not talking about none of you. I done bust up in a, woo, it felt good. Oops, my bad. Damn, nah, that ain't my baby. We gonna have to get a text. Not one of you dudes. We talking about one of you guys that said, oh, man, I am so happy I have a child. And thank you, lady. Thank you so much. If you're with me or not, I thank you for blessing me to be a father. Now, we're talking about those guys that's happy to do it. Even though you're not with that woman, yes, she can be vindictive or you can just be spiteful. But if you're doing right by your kids, that's what matters. All you people out there that have the reason to say that that man ain't doing what he's supposed to do, that wasn't your decision. Your decision was saying I won't go make it with him so that he wouldn't have to do none of that mess. And, yes, we're saying it was his fault, too. But we're talking about you, first of all. Now, on Father's Day, the problem that's going along with me, it already sucks that it's in fucking June. Kids are out of school. That's some bullshit. How the fuck is kids going to be out of school on Father's Day? Which means we, the fathers, don't get a motherfucking coupon or ticket to get to McDonald's. No, we don't get nothing. We got to get these construction paper cards and shit. Oh, a tie that you want to get for us. No, we can't get nothing. Why? Because they don't promote Father's Day. They don't care nothing about Father's Day. They actually making fathers not even a situation that's even on this planet no more. They're letting the women be fathers. And yes, I'm saying it. They're letting women be fathers. And that's for all you guys that's sitting out there in the house and you ain't doing nothing or bringing no money into the house at all. If you call yourself babysitting, stop it. You're not. You is one of the babies too because you're too grown for that. There's always grass out there to be cut. There's always trash out there to be picked up. And no matter what, somebody got to catch these ragged-ass animals running so you can always be an animal catcher too. So there is no excuse for you saying, I can't get a job. Make a job. It's easy. You're making a sit-down. Why you can't make a job? It's all the same. It's how much you put your mind into it. Just saying. So for Father's Day, I'm pissed off that we fathers can't be respected. It's messed up to be paying bills to a woman, and yes, you're going to say, yeah, it's for the kid. Yeah, it is for the kid. But how come the child never gets it? Nah, he didn't pay the bills out. No, them your bills. The money supposed to be the money to take and help for the child. Them bills that you said you want to get in that big house, that's your house. You want it. I'm sorry. I'm not paying for that. I want to make sure that my child got them Jordans they asked for, and when they say they need this car and thing, that they get the money that they need. When they go to the movies, they are the only one that always got money in their pocket. Why? Because they got their child support. Now, if you buying hell with that child's money, you need to get the fuck on and stop messing with that man because you ain't shit. That money doesn't have nothing to do with you taking care of your old ugly ass because you had to buy some shit to better your old ugly self. Yes, the bullshit that you put in, that's what got him stuck. Now you're finna stick another dummy. Please stop. Use your own money and fix yourself up because the child support money, that's messed up to be using for your old bald-ass head. Then you're calling and saying, he need money. He need money for this. And then when he see the nigga, you got to go get his hair cut. Why? You supposed to be getting his hair cut as a man? Yeah, no problem. But don't be sitting up there and saying you need the money for that, and then next week you got that glossy gloss on the top of your old bald ass, plaited up, braided up on a scarf-ass head. I said it. If you don't like it, thank you, old dumbass. I appreciate it. But, yes, this is Father's Day, and I want to be a father and talk like one because we deserve this respect. So any woman that's mad, oh, well. Something to be you. When it's Mother's Day, you get you a talk show and your ass say this shit. But right now, for me, it's Father's Day and I'm a father and I'm going to say it as bad as I want to. I thank you all you people that's out there that's actually coming and saying that they want to contribute to things that's going on with our promotions and things. And yes, this is Father's Day night. So no matter what you believe, it's going to be about the father. So ladies, I want you here. Because I'm not going to be bad. I'm talking about what we as men need to be doing. I just want to make sure that there's some women out there to say their piece and let us know really what's going on in their life. And if you going to come to bash your baby daddy that you fucked and sucked and made a baby with, and then out of nowhere he ain't shit, you ain't shit either. I ain't got time for that tonight because I'm trying to get ourselves where we need to be. So keep that shit at home. I'm about to get you something that you need. This is what you need. Do you feel me?
What you're thinking now, and if I'm what you need, I need some kind of sign. If you know, cause I can't read your mind. Are you waiting?
Tonight is Father's Day. What the hell? Yes. We're talking about Father's Day because I'm on motherfucking Tuesday night. Oh, my bad. You didn't know? This is an uncensored show. So make sure you're listening and you can say whatever it is you want to say. Yes, you heard. Motherfuckers, fuck bitches, and all ass and hoes. Yes, you're going to hear all of that. So make sure you let your friends know this is the place to come because you can say whatever the fuck you want to. Yes, that's how I get down. Anyway, this is Father's Day. What the hell? And yes, we're going to be talking about all, I guess, for another hour and 30 minutes. Yes, they give me 2 hours to talk shit, and I'm going to talk it, bitches. Yes. Just tell about Father's Day and the bullshit everyone is doing in it and why it is so fucked up to be a true father and not be respected as a father supposed to be. We are not talking about any man or in any way that had to be what women call a sperm donor, what is the word they say? Sperm donors, but in an accidental, I don't know him, oops, that's my bad. Nah, he don't count, that dude. All that, that's what we're not talking about, them guys. We're talking about the guy that's actually making sure that he pays the child support and that he spends some time, all the time, whatever time you can give him, because some of you don't give it, time that he spends with his son or his daughter to make sure that they have a bond between each other. Now, the reason I wanted to let this be known that this is Father's Day, what the hell, it is because I am so sick and tired of women. This is not a women bash tonight. Don't be scared. Call in. I'm so tired of motherfucking women claiming they, ooh, it's Father's Day. I'd like to be happy because I'm the father and the mother. Bitch, no, your ass ain't. You just the motherfucking mama. You don't deserve no recognition no more than we deserve recognition for doing something that your ass supposed to be doing in the first damn place. So stop trying to get on the bandwagon and want to be the daddy too. Bitch, get your ass back over there in the woman line and stay over there where you're supposed to be. Be a mom. I'm saying, as a father, you ain't going to be him. Never. Never going to be it at all. Even if you go to the doctor, put that $10,000, $20,000, whatever it takes to get your damn self fixed up, put a dick on, it's not going to make no damn difference, bitch, because your ass is still nothing but a woman. I thought I said it, and I said it harsh because your stupid ass should know better. Now, fellas, as a father, I am only talking to you who are under the qualifications of a father. Now, if you're a dude that say, oh, man, you at your mama house or you just at the inner house, wherever it is, and you just sleeping, and that means you ain't got no money coming from nowhere to help do nothing, keeping the baby. Now, a lot of you will say, nah, it all depends on the time. Nah, it depends on the money. No, it depends on you and that child when it comes down to the end because we add all that other stuff in to make it why we like and why we do with our parents or why we take care of our kids. A lot of times we're still mad at the time that we made the baby. Yes, I'm being real. You're mad at the time that you made the baby as a mother and as a father. As far as the respect that we want, us fathers, we're trying to get some other stuff done. We want to be men now, but a lot of you women not letting us be men. And a lot of you women really trying to be the men in the first place. That's kind of messed up that even a lot of fathers can't even be fathers no more because of the fact that the women want to carry nicks in the pockets and shit. Get that shit fixed. It ain't working. It's not going to happen. Yes, I don't say nothing against no man that wants men. I don't care if women want women. Both are wrong in my eyes. That's my opinion. And because this is my real talk show, I can say that. Now, you can always come back on here and say whatever you want. That's cool, but I'm still going to be right in the end, maybe, if you change my mind. But this is about Father's Day, and we're talking about father and why we take all the credit away from fathers. When you get a chance, say something to me and let me know how you feel about it, because right now I'm still trying to figure out why people do the things that they do and don't let you be be a man when you're trying to be a man. You ever understood that where you're trying to be a man and they just won't let you be at all? It's not right. So a lot of your times, a lot of you men became fathers by accident. That's what you're going to say, but it won't no damn accident. Now, once you became that father, It only constitutes a father if you're going to live by that name. Anything else, no matter what you believe, what she says, that is what you are going to be. She says you ain't shit, brother, you ain't shit. But remember, she wasn't too much of that shit either, but you real messed up because as a man, you should have did what you supposed to have done. Now, I'm just saying that's what you need to do. If you decide that you didn't want to do that, that's cool, no big deal. Hey, you'll end up in the end need them kids. I'm just saying you will. Now, I want you to remember that when it comes that time that you hurting and you thought about being a father, but you never did, and now the only thing that can save you is that child that you turned your back on. Think about it. You're not a father now, but you may be. This is 747, a.k.a. Old Real Talk Show. Make sure you're telling your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that they're pressing 1 to talk to me. Now, first of all, I think about it. I need to get you on some music to get you pepped up. Shouldn't I? Now, who in the world should I put on to get us pepped up? Who else? You know who it is. B.Y.T.
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a P.Y.T. pretty young thing.
just prepare yourself for be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time.
Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transformed into a time. time bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, nigga, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time your grimy ass was on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, nigga, greatest of all time.
And 747 too, damn it. You forgot to say that shit. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show, and I am your host, 747. If you're just tuning in, I'd like you to tell your friends if they got some cell phones, and I'm not talking about the Obama phone, because I don't want you to get rid of your damn minute, and none of you cricket phone people either, like you walking around with your damn heart monitors on. I'm talking to the people that got real cell phones or phones at your house. You know, you don't even have phone books no more because you don't have a purpose for them. Nobody knows your number no more. But tell them to dial anyway, 646-200-0883. And if you want to talk, make sure you press in one so you can talk to me. That's behind the scenes or in front of the scenes. It doesn't matter, just as long as you're somewhere in the scene. Right? That's how it works. This is the 747 AKA O Show. Now, I'm trying to get some things done for today because we do have these new sponsoring promotions that's going on, and a lot of you cats is out there that's trying to be heard and things. Yeah, we're trying to get you heard, but they're trying to mess with us, so we got to make sure that we get everything in order the way it should be because a lot of people is trying to get the music heard, and we just can't play all that music. It's just too much music, and there's just too many people. So what I've been doing, what my boss, Miss Christy Love NC. Now, if you're not a Twitter person, you need to be, because Miss Christy Love NC, I'm on there on Twitter, but I just can't tweet it like everybody else because I'm too busy Facebooking and getting everything else done. But she is a Twitter magnificent, and I just wanted to let y'all know that Christy Love NC is letting you know that we have sponsor packages. Now, you can go check us out on www.craze.me and check everything that's going on these packages, because the cheap packages are getting you situated, you're being heard, and you're actually helping, you're sponsoring, and you're letting us know things. And if you have Skype, you need to be Skyping your click buttons and things on the radio page. That way, you'll know what's going on with us. Yes, I forgot to tell you that. And my boss, make sure I got that also, just to let you know, because I don't take no credit for shit. This is a real talk show. And she just sent that shit to me fast as hell. Boom. Just like that. Like magic. So I'm glad. Thank you, Miss Christy Love NC, because I forgot all about that shit, Jared. Like I was saying, on Father's Day, see, she's trying to change my mind. She's trying to make me forget that she's a mother, too. No, I'm just playing Christy Love NC. Don't fire me, gal. Yes. Now, on Father's Day, what's going on nowadays, we're not getting the recognition that we deserve. We are not being considered fathers. We're getting characterized as the same guys out here that these other guys that ain't doing nothing. That is not fair, especially from a bunch of women that claiming they good women, but they can't find no man or a good man worth of nothing. What is wrong with your brain that you can't make a decision to be found or even find one? So you're mad at fathers, and fathers, if you're mad at that girl, make sure you're a father first, before you can be mad at her. Because it sounds real good to say that you doing what you're supposed to do, but you ain't got no paper on it. You don't know where your kid is. You don't know what class in. You don't know what size in. But yet and still, like I said, you ain't doing shit. So if you ain't doing shit, bitch, we ain't talking to you. Stop trying to be a father by name and not being a father by action. We are tired of you motherfuckers because your monkey ass is fucking us up. Y'all the ones making us have to buy shit on Valentine's Day because everybody else, man, ain't shit. And these little dumb bitches getting money from the next bitch buying shit for the number one woman. And now we as fathers who don't have the money because we doing other things, taking care of homes, taking care of kids, taking care of life, we can't do it because your old punk ass got our name out there all fucked up. Lady, will you please start distinguishing everything that it did, as far as what a man is? Can you start just giving the men as fathers? Will you please give them some credit? Because it's hard as hell just being a man on a planet where a bunch of men is living with women and they ain't doing nothing, just sleeping in the house, playing video games. Video games for little boys. Stop sitting out there playing them damn games. I just wanted to say that because I can't play that shit. You don't see no old goon men up there playing video games. Yeah, this is a new era, man. Y'all need to get yourself together. That's why all these men ain't fathers no more. You still playing with damn toys. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that it's not something that you can do for amusement, but damn, you can't shit, piss, sleep, drink water. You can't breathe without playing that damn game. You got pissing right there in the face, and you can't sit up there and look, you'll be a father for fun. Why don't you go play video game with her? She'll take it. Anything. It don't matter where you go, or A or B. She gonna win. Let her have it. Just get her up there on that controller. She'll play with it. Get yourself together. Now, a lot of your fathers, I'm pissed off because you are being too soft with your kids now. We got little boys that got fathers that do what they need to do, but because of the woman, he says, that's what he says, he can't handle the baby the way it's supposed to be babied. Me, I'm still confused on it. Now, you have kids out here that, yeah, you got the father in their life, and the father's trying, he's trying. Yet, he's not teaching the son nothing. Yeah, you can be there all you want to, but that's not helping the child if the child don't know shit. I'm like, damn, he can't even change the top. The bitch can't even make a damn sandwich, but he can tell you all about the constellations in the world. Get yourself together, father. We want to be better men. And the only way you're going to be better men is try to do something different. Stop living lives the way everybody else is living. These men ain't trying to be men, so stop calling men, lady. If you going to give them some, give a good one something. Make a decision. Stop just trying to say that I just want a baby. Or stop trying to say that I wanted to have somebody. Make a decision of future stuff. Like, I want to be somebody, and I want my baby to be somebody. Don't bring no more kids in the world that you know you ain't going to do nothing, and the man you messing with ain't going to do nothing either. I just had to say that. So, being that I'm the type to just throw anything out there, here goes some music for all you people out there that really, really, are you feeling me?
Are you feeling the show? Are you feeling the show? Are you feeling
shit coming when them stars got on his damn face, saw power across his lips. And you're just tuning in. This is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I am your host. And make sure you tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that they're pressing 1 if they want to talk to me. That's in the vaccines or just live in general, motherfuckers. Yes, this is uncensored, just in case you're new here. I just want to let you know that. Tonight we're talking about Father's Day. What the hell? Yes. Father's Day. What the hell? That's my topic. If you're just tuning in, this is a real talk show, and I talk the way I want to fucking talk. So I'm just letting you know that. Get used to this shit, because we get down. I'd like to give a mad shout out to Miss Lena J for being here to help and trip and laugh with me, because we do have a chat, fresh chat out there for Craze Radio for all of you out there that want to talk and laugh with me and still have fuck with me. Hey, that's cool. We got stuff out there all around. Make sure you go on to Facebook and like us under Craze Radio. And that's with the K for all you people with GEDs that think they could spell and can't. Nothing against you. You made it. You got this thing. Just want to let you know that. Anyway, tonight I wanted to play a bunch of music of anything and everything, but 3 weeks ago we had winners that we couldn't announce because of situations, and I want to make sure that I get them heard tonight because they were a great group. I love this group. Sucks that this group does the things they do because they're the youngest group that I've ever had to do anything. And if you're new, not new here, yeah, you know who it is. Young and Ready by 2 votes. 2 votes, Young and Ready. That's how dramatic this thing was. Young and Ready by 2 votes won the battle of the artists. And it tells you how many fans people out there had now. Mr. Hines, 57 Sauce, and Word Life was not playing. They had the vote in. I'm just letting you know these guys are doing good. Kuda Bang, they did great. Mr. Westside, they did real good for the people that called in for all these songs. But it came down to 2 votes. And this is a song that they all liked. I'd like to give that shout out to Young and Ready, Ancient. Kudo, Chris with a dot.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up at that tomb, I guess the kid feeling replenished. If you get a kid some beats, guaranteed they get diminished. My third eye see what you can't. Puff mad trees, but it gotta be dank. Pulling up OE with some OGs, blowing OZs till we can't see. That's how I be. You know we puff loud till we lost in the cloud. Lost souls trying to find their way out. No doubt, better ask who I be. Better yet, better ask what I see. I don't ever got a trip. We collect my chips. Hit the herb, now my mind in the glitz. Don't trip, little nigga, take flight to the light. Black car, pop tags on sight. Young king overnight. Pin pad in the mic. Live right, puff trees till we pass great heights. Free soul, see gold. Get rich when you niggas see gold. I be rolling the best. Till it burn in my chest. Killing these beats till a kid get checks. And I gave her the pipe, now she say I'm the best. Never take shots cause I always got a vest. AK, it's a membrane, man slay every day. So I put in work for this pay.
AK, it's a membrane, man slay every day. So I put in work for this pay.
Mama, why these niggas gotta hate on a nigga like me? My flow too cold in the booth, I see. Don't try me, independent IV. Big nigga, I'm so big, take up the whole damn picture. And my flow sicker. Nigga, you can't rock even with your whole band with ya. I be so damn on it, I'm honest. This group is flawless. This ain't shit, kinda like Ebonics. Nigga, I'm so demonic. 3 eyes, cause I see what they don't. Chris with it that they hate on. You still in the shot in the verses. They're deep under the ground, they play on. Tell me I'm not the greatest. Nigga, I'll go so apeshit, taking hits of the gang shit. Young and Ready go so crazy. Mars coming out real soon. We'll make your mixtape ancient. Be patient on what I'm saying. I'm waiting till the day we make it. I
Some days I wake up in the sky if he could set me free. My team is way up like a 30-point fucking lead. Perfect symmetry, they won't cross the line. And when they mention me, you best believe they want what's mine. Coming from the bottom, but I'm here to the top, won't stop, cause I gotta be everything and not only 18. With rums inside, get guac, get rich, iller than my grandpa's, rest in peace, it's been a week since I've had it on lock. All the keys from the pig, so I might have to crop. I won't even miss you talking about the day I drop. Whoa, when it comes down to it, I'll make music to influence all these other rappers out here just to prove it. I'm the newest, now your girl be a nudist when she come up in the studio. Leave these suckers clueless like the movies with some stupid hoes. Since day one I've been told that I could never do it. They had me twisted like that kid who brought around a Rubik. But I just keep on moving, cause it's the only option. Put my life inside these rhymes, keep riding past the margins.
Can't fuck with us.
Rum fire, turn it up higher. When me and me woman a dance together, gypsy yeah. And a margarita, so me tell her,
push it, little harder,
harder,
push it, little harder.
Wine and
broke your back,
yeah.
To give them heart attack,
yeah.
And keep it tight, no slack,
tight, you no slack.
Like a lamb of beer.
Wine and broke your back, to give them heart attack, and you keep it tight, no slack, tight, you no slack.
Like a lamb of beer when it
comes
up here and you push it.
The mark, push it to the mark.
Make me want fed off me stock,
fed off me stock.
Take your time, come and relax,
come and relax.
So she pull me aside, start whine and tell me say,
push it, little harder. Girl from Guatemala, Mexico, across the border, Dominican, girl, Cuban, Colombiana, and the girl them don't have graphic, wanna be my baby mama. Say them want to climb up me ladder, say she wanna be the mama, me to be the dada. Who want me deal with this proper? Tell me how the real chopper chopper. What me say to do?
Whine and broke your back. To give them heart attack,
and you keep it tight, no slack,
tight,
no slack.
Like a Lambo, here when it does it clear, and you push it through the mark,
push it through the mark.
Take me one fed off me stock,
fed off me stock.
Take your time, come and relax,
come and relax.
So she pull me aside, start whining and tell me say,
why not bend over like you want me brush your back so? After a while, so she say, why is a matter winding up? Like you said, no visa, them don't have El Paso. Back it up, I feel it like a lasso. I know only who not just stress my patron. The motor white, he have the more than money in a lasso. You have so, like the yellow peanut in a taco.
You want a man in my truck, you be come over your son. Fine and broke your back, you don't give them heart attack,
and you keep it tight, no slack,
tight to no slack.
Like a Lambo, here when it does it clear, and you push it through the mark,
push it through the mark.
Make me want fed off, me stock,
fed off the stock.
Take your time, come and relax,
come and relax.
So she pull me aside, start whine and tell me, say,
push it, little harder. Girl from Guatemala, Mexico, across the border, Dominican, girl, Cuban, Colombiana, and the girl, them don't have graphic, wanna be my baby mama. Say them off, climb up me ladder. Say she wanna be the mama, me to be the dada. Who want me deal with the proper? Tell me how the real chopper chopper. What me say to do?
Fine and broke your back, to give them heart attack,
and you keep it tight, no slack,
tight to no slack.
Like a Lambo, here when it does it clear, and you push it through the mark,
push it through the mark.
Take me one fed off, me stock,
bending off me stock.
Take your time, come and relax,
come and relax.
So she pull me aside, start whine and tell me say,
when I'm bent over like you want to rush your back so. After a while, so she say, why you need a matter, why you know? Like you said, no visa, them don't have El Paso. Back it up, I feel it like a lasso. I know only who not just dressed like a truck. The motor white, you have the more than money in a lasso. Yeah, so, like the yellow peanut in a taco.
You want a man to match up, you be right, come over here,
so.
Fine and broke your back, to give them heart attack,
and you keep it tight, no slack,
tight, you no slack.
Like a Lambo, here when it does it clear, and you push it through the mark,
push it through the mark.
Make me want fed off, me stock,
fed off me stock.
Take your time, come and relax,
come and relax.
So she pull me aside, start whine and tell me say.
Through all of that, all I know he said something about he shot Tupac. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host, 747. Yes, I'm enjoying tonight. This is a Father's Day. What the hell? Yes, we're talking about fathers and why they're not getting the recognition that they deserve. We talk about not about your mothers. This is not a woman-bashing night, so I'm not bashing no women. I'm only bashing bitches. And you know who you are, because if you took that offensive, I'm talking to your bitch ass, bitch. That's who I'm talking to. Your bitch ass. Yeah, I said it 5 times just for you. And well, I'm going to have to go to the archives and see it. I did say it 5 times. But you know I said, bitch. Yeah. I'm saying right now, for the fathers, though, we're going to talk to the fathers, the men. Ladies, this is your time to laugh and enjoy yourself, because I'm going to talk shit about these men who aren't being, quote, unquote, fathers. I said it, bitches. Yes. To the man that sits all fucking day playing a video game, and then when she gets home, nothing is done at all, I like to say, you's a bitch. I wanted to let you know that, because you could have did something. You could have helped a little bit. You could have tried to do something. What you should have been doing that whole day you was video gaming, you should have played a game called Look for a Job. I don't know. You could have played a better game called, ooh, I'm going to make me a business. I'm going to make a job. Anything. Just, you could have did anything but play a video game, and you could say there ain't no jobs out there. There's always a job out there, just not a job that you want to do. First of all, if you sitting and laying, that means mentally you ain't capable to do too much in anyway. Now, a lot of you say, nah, it's a job, it's a job. Okay, we're going to say circumstances, but we're not talking about them people on circumstances. We talk about the dumb motherfucker who got him a baby out of nowhere, and you let him stay in your house. Yes, ladies, you let him stay in the house. He can't do, he can't help, he's just there. You got a big-ass child in your house. I would like to tell your bitch ass, you's a stupid bitch, because you should have let him go a long time ago. There is no hope that you're going to be saving, that you think that he's going to get any better. He is not, because now you are his mom. He didn't live in his mama house. He ain't had to do shit. He played video games. And then you's a dumb bitch, then turned into a big-ass dumb mama, and you keeping a little boy in your house that you fuck. You might as well feel like you're incesting, because he ain't doing shit there, so why the fuck is you fucking? Just thought I'd let you know that. No, you're not paying for pussy, fellas. What you're paying for is saying that, hey, look, this deal, I can do what I want to do. I'm just giving you a little money because I know I'm trying to help out. Now, that's what I can ride with. Now, ladies, I want to let you know also these men that babysitting. There's no such a thing as babysitting your own kid. Now, if it's somebody else's kid and he's staying there, he still needs to go and get him another job and get them kids in a daycare or something, because he don't need to be sitting there keeping no baby. He just don't. That's just breaking him down. That's all. Like me, I'm sorry. I don't see nothing tough about a dude staying at the house all day, every day, keeping kids. That's just me. I don't see him protecting no house. And you can say he got guns and all this stuff, but honestly, he don't have the exercise in his chest and lungs for somebody to break in the house and whoop his ass if it's the right size. Just letting you know that. If you ain't out there working with them tough hands, you got soft hands. That's just how it go. No matter what you trying to say, now, I can punch a nigga out with one head of quills. Yeah, I'm sure you can. But I'm sure that construction man out there that got them same one head of quills going to knock you unconscious until you don't know your damn name ever or fucking game. Now, remember that you hard talkers is out there. I don't talk hard. I just speak real. There's a difference. I'm not saying I'm not the hardest. I'm just saying I will get in your ass if we had to get down to getting in folks' ass. And all you gay folks that want to make that into a joke, homo your ass up the street, because that was not a joke for no gay situation. Now, fathers, I also am tired of you men that's saying, no, I do for my kids. I take care of my kids. I'm really, 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 really upset that we have to keep hearing that bullshit because we know your ass lying. The reason we know your ass lying because we ain't never seen you with them damn kids. So somewhere in there, somebody lying, you say the lady ain't going to let you keep it. That's some bullshit, because if I'm paying any money, that bitch going to let them motherfuckers come the fuck out to see me. I don't care what she talking about. And hell no, I don't give a fuck with the police. If them my kids, I'm paying money on these kids. That's how you're supposed to look at it. I'm paying money on these kids. She going to let me go see my money worth. That's just how it's going to be. Now, if you ain't got nothing like that, why you even buzzing? You can't go see your own kids. Now, you thinking about it right now, talking about, I ain't no punk. I ain't fuck that. She said the fuck she wants to. But, bitch, you still struggling. You still sitting around trying to figure out what the fuck you going to do in your life. So I'm just saying, me personally, get your shit together, because motherfucker, you ain't doing that. And you think you're doing something, but you really ain't. the last thing that really upsets the fuck out of me, and I don't know if it's the last thing, but it really, really pisses me the fuck off, is a dude that says, I got to go get this for the kid, and the kid never, ever, ever, ever get whatever it is he said he's supposed to be going to get. Now, that just means, you can lie to her all day, because she was stupid enough to give you the pussy and let you bust him. Lie to her. But don't lie to the kids. If you can't get it, man, be honest to the kids. Tell the kids. Be fathers. Be true. Let them know, I couldn't get it, baby. I just couldn't. And when I can, I promise I will. Make sure, because you're a man, that you do that. Now, I also know there are women out there that's trying to get the recognition of fathers. I'm not the one that's going to give you that. I'm going to give you the recognition for being a great mother, because that's all you're being, is a mother. But I will never call you a father ever. You will never be anything more than a great mother in my book, just in case you want that recognition. I'm kind of disappointed in a lot of women that bash Father's Day and add their 2 cents in about how great they're doing. Look, first of all, bitch, you don't see no men talking about, so I like to give a bad shout out for being a great father, sending them my child support. Ooh, I like to make sure that everyone know that I done sit up there and took my kids on the outing, and we doing great things. Yeah, you don't see men posting that bullshit. So stop sitting up here faking the funk. You're lying to yourself when you got to keep doing it. I just thought I'd let you know you are lying to your damn self when you keep doing that, okay? So remember that no matter what you're talking about, stop lying. We're tired of it. It's irritating. It pisses us off. It makes us sick. We really don't like it. I don't. Now, if you're out there and you got some bullshit to say to piss me off or piss yourself off or anybody out there that's mad at you, you want to say it, hey, you can call in and tell us. If you want to tell me something that you feel is fucked up about this father shit, hey, that's cool too. I want to hear it because, hey, we want to hear the fucked up shit. I don't want to hear nothing about how happy your life is and how great it is. If it ain't got nothing to do with happy, happy, great, great, and y'all made a baby and some drama shit happened out of it, I don't want to hear it. Keep that old happy shit away. This is a venting show. This show is you get it off your chest no matter how you want to do it, okay? Just thought I'd let you know that. So let's go to some of that music that you haven't heard. Now, I don't know if you heard about Kuda Bang. He's also one of our Battle of the Artists that be on occasions. And he does real good. He does real good music. And I like him. I mean, I really do like him. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to let you hear some of that Kuda Bang, and then we can get ourselves on the next level of, before we, you know, lead on out, because you know it's almost that time. So I'm going to give you some of that Kuda Bang. If you into any type of rap, this dude is doing it just as much as Leviticus Cause Black, just as much as everybody, Mr. Westside and them all.
Yes, me again, nigga. Kuda Bang. And I brought the duffel bag game with me.
Yes.
Look.
DJ.
Duffel, duffel bag, bang.
Life like a boss.
They be screaming like fuck, just give me head and get lost. Double bags in the trunk, foot full of money and dope. My connect on the phone, want me to meet him at 4. Let's go.
Double bag bang, double, double bag bang, huh? 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 I be by my money, I be by my bed. Jack boys wanna rob me, bitch nigga, I'm ready. I be by my money, all about the metal.
Hey, look, I can fuck your mommy, make her buy me a money. This white bitch that I'm fucking just bought her a new Ducati. That bad bitch, you got it, tell me spin it, you got it. Duffel, wallet, Levi's, drop holding, you swallowing. Beat that pussy, no hollering, I spin it, I got it. My gun rat like Monique, double D, holla tips, my green long, Sean Kemp, and this is how we ball. I wake up for tomorrow and just pray I don't fall. I be in that Chevy, riding to that Fetty. I heard them Jack boys looking for me, tell them they ain't ready. But niggas just be popping shit, cause I don't think they ready. That chopper leave a mess like his son spilled his spaghetti.
Double bag bang, double, double bag bang, huh? 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 I be by my money, I be by my bed. Jack boys wanna rob it, bitch nigga, I'm ready. I be by my money, all about this metal. Ain't got no time for goodies, I just want some help.
Now, if you're new to this, listen to this shit.
Me,
you hear this girl.
My head high,
she's so sick.
And my tears dry. Get on.
Did you hear what
she said?
I don't know what you mean, but I know it sounds good.
Yeah.
That damn Amy Winehouse was a bad man, I can't even say the word. Motherfucker, you heard it. Yes, if you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O's Real Talk Show. I am your host. Make sure that you go check us out on Craze Radio. That's on Facebook. Make sure you're checking us out on Twitter under Christy Love NC, 747 AKA O. And get some things done with us so we can get these other things going on. I've been tripping and laughing, talking to my damn boss, and she's just stupid as hell. And her ass had the nerve to just come up and say, now, if you're not a chat person on our page, this is Blog Talk Radio, we got an actual chat line that's open right now. So if you're online, you can be on there and see all the bullshit that I'm saying and all the bullshit my boss saying and all the bullshit everybody else is saying. Rab your ass out the damn, any of y'all country folks, out the damn heels. Shit. Then she had the nerve to just come out her mouth talk about something. Amy Winehouse, she thought that was other kid. You know what's fucked up about that? I thought it was other kid too. But my stupid ass said it couldn't have been because I wrote Amy Winehouse on the motherfucker. And she knew that. So she tried to get me on a laffy-laffy, a giggle-giggle. But all I did was throw her a laffy-taffy in her middle. Yes. And I like to also say, boss, because she was in a little situation, people. And I'm glad that she's safe. We're happy that she's safe. All I can say is ain't nothing like bus stops and the wind blowing because they can't go nowhere no more. Sorry, boss, but we're going to make sure that we get you what you need so you can ride again or buy you a horse or something because ain't nobody buying you a car until tax time. You had to wait down January, so you're walk it out. Make sure you keep your knees nice and buckled up. All you people out there as fans, I'm glad that you come out on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, any night that you just come out. Thank you. I appreciate it because that keeps us going. Right now, I'm making sure that everyone knows that you're telling your friends. We're trying to get our ratings and our numbers up and our listeners up. Right now, as of this week, we're 22,000 listeners up, which means a lot of you people out there doing it as a friend that you said that you're actually trying to be, you're doing real good. You're telling all your people and letting them hear about us and you're posting on your page. So we do appreciate it. All you wallflowers, fuck you, bitch. We don't give a fuck if you just in this motherfucker. You just in our way. How about you go choke yourself? Go drop us some water or something. Tie a shoestring around your neck and just hang yourself under the damn sink. I don't care how you do it. Just get the fuck on. Yes, I wanted to say that to you because a lot. Oh, Lord. Damn, boss. Look, I'm trying to get the show down. We are now 23,185 listeners. Shit, I was trying to round the number off. Oh, she's trying to throw this shit. I can't talk that damn fast. Or can I? Anyway, this is the Father's Day night, and we did talk about a lot of the fathers that's fucked up, and that makes you not a father. Trick, gotcha. We're talking about the fathers, the men that's out there that's paying these bills, paying this child support, making sure these kids have smiles on their faces, doing Christmas shit. Easter Bunny Day, all that shit, green clovers, blue diamonds, purple horseshoe day, all that shit. We'd like to say thank you, men, for doing that because I respect you and I'm going to recognize you because I'm going to recognize my damn self. No, 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 none of you women, none of this got nothing to do with you. This is not nothing that has to do with you ending that day. Mother's Day don't have nothing to do with June. So take your ass back where you belong on Mother's Day. There is no recognition for Mother's Day on Father's Day, period. Make sure you get that in your damn head, stupid asses. If you want to be a daddy, you should have went back in your mama pussy, went to sleep, came the fuck back out, and had your dick. Then they can't have a motherfucker. You will always be a mama. Stop asking for this motherfucking damn, yes, I said all these cuss words because I want all you new people to know this is uncensored, bitch. You can say the fuck you want, especially if you press 1. Tell your friends, 646-200-0883, and tell them to press 1 so they can talk to me, or if they want to talk live and say the same shit, anything, prank call, I don't give a fuck. You can say it on this show. Like I was saying, I don't give a fuck what you talk about women. If your ass got something to say, that's cool, that's fine and dandy, but no matter what, you'll never be a father. To all you fathers out there, I appreciate you because I had one. all of you that's out there that try to do a little bit for your son and your daughter, we're going to give you a little baby recognition, too. Matter of fact, I'll give you two snaps. Snap, snap, out my lips. That's the closest we're going to get your ass. Now, all you out there that's been doing, that's struggling, yes, well, the system is fucked up, and it's because of all the bitch niggas that's being bitches in the girl's house. And the stupid bitches, yes, I say bitch to all of you that actually are, I would like to tell your dumb ass, until you stupid ass dummy know what a man's supposed to be, you will always be a stupid ass dummy with another dummy sleeping in your house. Say that, I said it, I meant it. If you want to put a stamp on it, bitch, you can lick that motherfucker by your damn self, because I don't lick stamps. I just wait for your ass to do it, because that's what you've been doing, getting them shit for other motherfuckers. He needs to get out. Tell your friend. If you can't beat his ass, tell your friend to get him out. He no father. He ain't helping you. If y'all get that bitch out, you can make some shit happen in your house. Your kids might be somebody. They might even want to be somebody. And if they don't want to be nothing on this planet, let them be men if they're boys. If they're women, let them be women if they're girls. But don't let them start guessing if they either or. That's just my personal preference. Now, I'm going to go to the lines and see if I can hear what some people out there have to say, because you know me, I want to hear it. So let me see who this is. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, what's up, O?
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Jason from CT.
Hey, what up, Jason? What's the deal, pimp?
Yeah. What's going on, brother? Hey, I'm kind of in a serious mood today, you know, because of the topic, man. I just touched down from work. I just want to say, man, I don't need one day out of the year to celebrate being a father, man. I'm a father every day. And, in fact, it's not nothing to celebrate until that boy moves out and he's doing his own thing. Then we can celebrate. I don't need to be reminded about the ups and downs, the turbulences, because real fathers, we don't need one day. We know what we do every single day. So let the women celebrate how they want to celebrate. But men, I don't need one day. I celebrate every day by getting up doing what I got to do for me and mine. Cool enough?
Hell motherfucking yeah. And that's why, motherfucking Jason, that's what I'm talking about. That is exactly why I keep this dude around. Thanks, Jason, because I needed a man talk that let it be known. You see, I ain't say shit, right? I'm quiet.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be quiet while I'm going to be quiet. So all you motherfuckers out there that think that I don't shut the fuck up, I don't, unless you got some motherfucking shit to say. So I appreciate you, Jason.
Hey, no problem, brother. Now I'm about to go up here and eat and go to sleep.
Hey, make sure you wash them feet. Hey, I'm happy, man. Jason showed up and let it be known this is what men do. So I appreciate him actually saying the way it's supposed to be said, because you know this is the 747, a.k.a. old real talk show, and we only want to hear it when it's said the right motherfucking way. Man, I tell you what, next time I'm trying to make sure that I call damn Jason and said, look, bitch, you need to get your ass on. Here's some stupid ass up here talking about some stupid shit. And because of that, you know he said it so harsh. You know how harsh he did it? He said it like, buddy.
Cold-blooded, the way you walk.
I tell you what, he said that shit so cold-blooded, I felt like I was a true blood vampire. Shit, that's how I felt. It was cold up in here. Folks, did you see me shut up? Yeah. If you're not tuning in, this is 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk Show, and if you ever been on my show, I ain't shutting the fuck up. I'm sorry, it just ain't going to happen. But what I had to do, because this man really, really, he came, he gave it to us the way it's supposed to be, and I can't wait to hear it on the archives again, because I almost cried. It's sad, but I almost cried. Yes, I did, because he made me feel appreciated as a father, because he said what needed to be said, and I'm happy that he said it. Now, also, my show, 747, is on the Tuesday night. I am back. Yes, I am back. Now, if you haven't been tuning in, I want everyone to know that you need to check out last week's What's Hot Wednesdays episode. It's with North Carolina hip-hop artist Rome G, and that's live with Christy Love. And see, of course, you know from Twitter, baby, if you're a Twitter in person. Yes, I'm Southern. I'm going to say Twittering, whatever word I want to say, and if you don't like it, it doesn't matter anyway, because I'll meet you if you call in, and I'll still won't pay any attention to you if I see you. I'm real like that, just thought I'd let you know that. But yes, make sure you check out last week's Hot Wednesday episode. It had Ron Jeter, and I'm sorry, I was working. I missed it, but I'm going to check it out myself. Because we support each other here. Now, we're also doing this new sponsoring packages so you can support what you're liking. If you like these shows, we want you to just put in and get your music played or get your business played or anything that's going on in your life. You just want shout-outs. Hey, we're going to start doing it here. And we're coming up from the bottom to the top We're coming up from the bottom to the top. Yeah, and if we don't make it there, it doesn't matter because, hey, we was walking anyway, right? Tonight was the Father's Day, what the hell show, and it sucks to be a father and not get that recognition. Just as much as it sucks to be a mother and not get that recognition. We also don't want each other to just take add on and say, hey, this is what we're going to do and things. So a lot of things is going on in your lives as fathers, and a lot of things going on as the ladies, that, you know, the stuff that you do with these men. Now, we want you to be better people, pay attention to all the things that's going on in your life, and fix it. If you can't fix it, that's cool, but we really would want you to. So, being that I'm trying to calm us down with a little extra stuff, I want to give you some of that rap music that a lot of you don't get to listen to that still are hot lyrically. Let's hear some Stephen Levi, Seven and It's Hot.
Disconnected, perspective corrected, mind no longer blind to the prime directive. Eyes open wide, yo, I spy deception. With the plumb line, the Bible is lie detection. As a believer, I perceive the deceiver. Someone sees of the deceit via the media. Peep the way they reach the receiver to tweak the truth of Jesus. She's one of teacher to bust the heat pump the cheap bus. Sleep with a freaking lever with a STD, it's deep, bruh. Even your peace preachers seek for the leaks of Egypt. Don't be deceived, what you sow, you reap, bruh. The meek ones feast, but they check the meat, cause the MC a feature. Beef with Jesus and teach her to eat, but I beseech her to be the speaker for the priesthood. Esteem the meat unclean and teach the new believer to please the redeemer. Pushing your seat, say peace and leave, bruh. These are the procedures they need to see to be the believers they need to be, cause the media's got the weak ones and a sleeper, but we need the freaks to speak up.
Disconnected. I'm in the world, but I've been disconnected. I fought away with old friends, disconnected. I'm separate, I'll say it again, disconnected. I'm disconnected, get disconnected. I'm in the world, but I've been disconnected. I fought away with old friends, disconnected. I'm separate, I'll say it again, disconnected. I'm disconnected, get disconnected. Vexed, no longer impressed with the next kid trying to flex in the Lexus of the next chick. Dressed for a chest inspection, prepped to get sexed and disrespected. Dudes wanna move with a crew of fools who maneuver the newer coupes and cruisers. Pursue the moolah, choose the Jews and the booze over the truth of Yeshua. Brew abusers, spew the puke up and sue us. You shoot up with new drugs, new club, new thugs, bump they dudes up. They came through and let loose slugs with Lucas. Fueling the fuel with the blood to prove to the other crew what they do to losers. The loser crew blew up the club to prove who could fill the most funeral pews up. This is a pursuit of manure. Fools trying to prove whose crew is cooler. You just viewed how the beef gets chewed up. You lose as much as the other crew does, cause you can't get to the new Jeru in the scuba suit over souped up Subaru. Plus the jewels and the stuff you left turns to doo doo. And God says I never knew you. Disconnected. I'm in the world, but I've been disconnected. I fought away with old friends, disconnected. I'm separate, I'll say it again, disconnected. I'm disconnected, yes, disconnected. I'm in the world, but I've been disconnected. I fought away with old friends, disconnected. I'm separate, I'll say it again, disconnected. Right. I'm disconnected, yes, disconnected.
Eternally blessed, elected. 30 AD, see the best rejected. Wrath in his soul and his flesh injected. 3 days later, he's resurrected. He's straight major, mediator, creator. You have to behold and check his record. Immaculate scroll, replays data. His acts from a bowl, they have to be told. He fashioned the gold, crafted black holes that NASA can't probe, better yet detect it. My DJ's fader sets the method, but we convey what the text suggested. The task and the goal, to capture the soul of cats in the hole, the after the goal. A freeway straight to disastrous roads. They need a savior, let's inspect it. Nuff drugs, tough thugs, love clubs, shrug as they bust love, cuss in depths of hectic. Even the birds got the herbs and the nerds and the herbs, slurring words more or less expected. Who's next to flex with his majestic freshness, expressing the blessed message of essence? Jesus gave us remade nature, so we stay prayed up and disconnected.
Disconnected. I'm in the world, but I've been disconnected. I fought away with old friends, disconnected. I'm separate, I'll say it again, disconnected. I'm disconnected, yes, disconnected. I'm in the world, but I've been disconnected. I fought away with old friends, disconnected. I'm separate, I'll say it again, disconnected. I'm disconnected, yes, disconnected.
Damn, my bad. I forgot. I had a little break and forgot to come back on the air. Sucks to be me, right? Just letting you know, I got 15 minutes, and I didn't mean to sit so long. I actually forgot. that I was sitting here with the boards. I was going through a lot of stuff, and then a lot of stuff was going on. And, hey, I fucked up. My bad. I'm back now. But I was saying, this is the 747, a.k.a. O Show, and we would like to let you know that we getting sponsors. Yeah. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and that they're pressing one to talk to me, and later on we can get whatever's on their mind to go through some things. You know, I want you to be smart when you can, and if you're a stupid ass, we want you to be stupid too. So let's go to the scene. I'm going to let y'all get a little one more great song that I'm sure everyone's going to want to listen to. And then from there, if you got something you'd like to say or you on the chat with us and you want me to read it for you, no problem, I'll do that too. But here we go with some of that Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. Make sure you put it in the booty. Now, don't.
Thank you.
bitch, you ain't gonna know, because you don't know if he's gonna love you, if he ain't gonna love you. So it don't even matter. Stop guessing. If you just tuned in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. Make sure that you tell all your friends to check us out online on the www.mediacraze.me and see what's going on, everything that's going on with Craze Radio. On Facebook, go on to Craze Radio and like us, and it'll always tell you what's going on with us. Twitter, check us out under Christy Love NC, the best boss now, Christy Love NC, or check out 747 AKO. That's me. And we'll get some things out there so you can hear and let us know what's on your mind. We also want to let you know that if you go to MediaCraze.me, you can see all the packages that we have that's going on with Craze Radio and our new sponsors that we're asking for. If there are any out there, you want us to get you out and be heard or seen, let us know, and we got you. So I want to give us another song because a boss, she been jamming. She talking about she in coops and shit, and her ass ain't driving. So I'm going to give me something that I want to hear, and you can laugh if you want to, motherfuckers, but hey, this is what I want to hear right now. I like Lorenz Tate as an actor, and the person that can play me is him, so I want to play a song from a movie he done been in. Damn it. Anything from Frankie Lyman. This is 747, a.k.a. O, Real Talk, Real Talk Show. Say, make sure you go to Twitter at MediaCraze, D-O-T-Me, and at Craze Radio BTR, and you can find us on Twitter. And if you're out there saying anything about doo-wop, oh, man, fuck you. I love doo-wop. Kiss my ass, bitches, 747, a.k.a. O's, Real Talk Show. I got big balls. Yeah.
Past your house late last night, all the shades. Shade, oh what a shame.